past the strip clubs and rundown motels, it's easy to find locals with stories about cars broken into, public drug use, and vandalism. Connie Van runs a staffing company along the strip. She's been working in the area for 20 years and had this memory of a run-in with a prostitute.
She came out of the woods in front of my car and she pulled her blouse up and asked me if I wanted some of that. I shook my head and she went back in the woods. That really happened.
Van says in all seriousness, companies have fled over the years due to the area's issues.
You know, I want more businesses in this area and not have any of them leaving. So it does affect our business tremendously.
The new community court is aimed at repeat nonviolent offenders, people who routinely get caught doing things like loitering, trespassing, and doing drugs. Douglas Amar heads a legal nonprofit which represents low-income clients. He says community courts are different than normal courts because they ask a key question.
What can we do? What can the community do? What can a judge do so that you don't end up back here next week again doing the same thing?
That typically means help with mental health issues and addiction, GED classes, and other support services. Amar is encouraged that the court is coming to Fulton Industrial. The only other community court in the area is run by the City of Atlanta. He says they represent a welcome and growing trend in the legal system.
Even if you have to put somebody in treatment once or twice or three times or five times, that's often cheaper than having them go back to jail again and again and again.
The court is set to open November 12th. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.